This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The European Union is under assault from Russia on multiple fronts and must unite behind the economic sanctions, Baltic and Central European leaders said Thursday, with Lithuania citing a risk of possible Russian military strikes from Belarus. The warnings at an EU summit were some of the most direct in recent weeks, as the United States and its NATO allies seek to deter any possible Russian attack on Ukraine and reduce Moscow's margin for surprise. Washington says Russia has amassed more than 100,000 troops on Ukraine's borders, possibly for an invasion. Moscow says it has a right to move its troops around its own territory, but says the maneuvers are purely defensive. EU leaders will warn of massive consequences if Russia were to invade Ukraine, according to a draft final summit statement seen by Reuters. The United States and Britain have taken a similar stance. The United States hopes to launch arms control talks soon with China, which is expanding its nuclear arsenal and fleet of nuclear-powered submarines, a senior U.S. State Department official said Thursday without giving a timeline. China is expected to double its nuclear missile arsenal in the next few years, while the United States and Russian Federation have cut their stockpiles, he said. U.S. President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping agreed at a virtual summit last month to look into the possibility of arms control talks. That, according to U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan last month. Typhoon Rai rapidly intensified to a Category 5 storm before making landfall in the southern Philippines Thursday, forcing mass evacuations and flight cancellations as floodwaters reached chest high in low-lying